Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob White with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to talk a little bit today about an article I read, and I know I say that a lot, but I read a lot of articles and do a lot of research on a lot of things concerning the church world. And I was reading this article about a Pennsylvania church and a pastor charged with a fake kidnapping. And let me just read a little bit about what it says in here. This thing astounded me. It's just amazing. A southeastern Pennsylvania church and a youth pastor are facing criminal charges for a mock kidnapping of a youth group that was meant to be a lesson in religious persecution. The name of this church here, now I'm just going to read you what the article says. It's in the news, so I'm not, you know, tearing down anybody or saying anything out of court here. It's the Glad Tidings Assembly of God in Middletown, and 28-year-old, assistant pastor, the youth pastor, of Elizabethtown, were charged Friday with false imprisonment and simple assault. This is what the county district attorney, Mr. Marcico or something said, not sure on that name. But anyway, the church staged the event in March. Mock kidnappers covered the teenagers' heads, put them in a van, and interrogated them. Here's the striking thing. You ready for this now? Neither the young people nor their parents were told beforehand that it wasn't real. And evidently, one young girl went home and told her mother about it, and she was a 14-year-old girl, and she told her mother about it, and the mother filed a complaint with the police department. Well, you know, this district attorney said, you know, this is a sad case for all those involved, adding that while the churches and this other guy, this Jordan guy, his intentions were not necessarily harmful. They, in essence, terrorized several children. Well, of course they did. Of course they did. These poor kids are sitting there having a church service, and I guess some hooded people or masked people or, you know, come running in, kidnappers. I don't know if they have masked or whatever. Anyway, these kidnappers come running in and covered the kids' heads and you know, yanked them out of the church and took them into the van and interrogated them. Of course these children were terrorized. It's ridiculous. Well, you know, this Marcico guy goes on to say, we need to protect children no matter where the harm occurs, adding that a grand jury recommended the charges. So, you know, this is something that's went to court here, you know, already. A little bit of it so far. He noted that some of the teenagers in the group were not members of the church and that a semi-automatic rifle was displayed in the exercise. A message left at the church by these people, this organization here, was not immediately returned, and there was no phone listing for this other guy. Neither were defense attorneys listed on court papers. Now, this Glad Tidings pastor said in March that the church was so saddened that youth were traumatized during the event, but added that other youth from the church sent emails of support. The church is about 10 miles outside of Harrisburg, and this Pastor Lanza said that the goal of the exercise was to prepare the youth for what they might encounter as missionaries in foreign countries. He didn't disclose the names of those involved, but said the mock kidnappers included an off-duty police officer and a retired army captain. It was a youth event to illustrate what others have encountered on a regular basis, he said, adding that the focus of the lesson was the persecuted church in other countries. He went on to say that the church had conducted similar events at least twice before without any complaints. Well, as usual, I'd like to throw my 2 or 3 cents worth in on this. I think it's just plumb sick. And I'm sorry. Church, if you want to talk to some kids and explain to some kids, and you should, by the way, any child, anybody, no matter how old, young or old, that has a the propensity to want to become and feels called by the Lord to become a missionary, especially overseas, they're going to be put in harm's way sometimes, possibly. And they need to be aware of what all happens and what all can happen. But they don't need to be done, it doesn't need to be done this way. You need to sit in a, you know, have a Bible a class or a class on this hosted by your church explaining, you know, guys, anybody who's going to be a missionary in some of these countries that like blah, 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 and blah, 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 here's some of the things that are happening. Here's some of the things that can happen. Let's teach you what to be aware of and, you know, what to be watchful for. But to not let them know and to surprise them and kidnap, I mean, they actually kidnap these people. Call it a joke if you want to. Call it a lesson if you want to. But they really actually, as far as these teenagers knew, they were being kidnapped. They said right in there. Listen, it says right in the thing. It says, there was an army captain there and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that, there was an automatic, semi-automatic rifle. What is a person supposed to think? If they're sitting in a church and somebody barges in the door with a semi-automatic rifle and they start grabbing kids and putting things, hoods over their heads and yanking them out the doors, what are you supposed to think? It's a joke? Why, most of these people be scared to death. I am just appalled. Number one, I'm appalled that any minister, any pastor of any church, Assembly of God, Lutheran, Methodist, Christian, any church, I don't care where it is, Baptist or whatever, would allow something like this to go on. Where is this man's mind? What is this man thinking? He's supposed to be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's supposed to teach these people what Jesus Christ was all about. He's supposed to be spreading the good news of the gospel, not terrorizing children by kidnapping them at gunpoint. As far as these kids knew, they was at gunpoint. There was a gun. There was a rifle. A semi-automatic rifle was displayed. And you know, I don't get it. How stupid can people be? Is this what church has come to? I say that a lot, don't I? But it's the truth. Is this what church has come to? That these idiots that call themselves pastors get ex-cops or off-duty cops, policemen, and retired army captains and people of that ilk, and they'll use them to do nonsense like this, and they call that church? They call that helping somebody? My land sakes, what the world is these people thinking? Well, I can tell you right off the bat. I know the answer. I know the answer and you know the answer. They weren't thinking. They weren't thinking. They wasn't using their noodle. Their noggin dropped off somewhere along the line. These people are just stupid, and I'm sorry to say it so bluntly and sounding so critical, but gee willikers, my goodness, what kind of a preacher pastors a church that would allow his youth minister to pull a stunt like this? And then the preacher comes up later and he tells these people, this news organization, that, well, you know, we've done this a couple times before and nobody complained. Holy moly. What are you traumatizing people for? The goal, if someone's going to become a missionary, is to show them, explain to them the horrible things that can happen, and teach them the word, and build them up, and say, you know, we hope this never has to happen to you, but here's what could happen, and teach them, and tell them, and show them some films of things that's going. There's plenty of them around. You know, people who's been persecuted overseas by when they're doing missionary work. You don't have to kidnap these kids at gunpoint and with a hood over it, put a hood over their heads and drag them out of the church and interrogate them. That's not teaching them anything about it except how to be scared to death. I don't care what you guys call it. I call it abuse. Be ashamed of myself if I was a preacher and pulled some stunt like that. And this guy should be too. He should be, shouldn't be in the church preaching right now. He should tell the preacher, the congregation. He should go right up there this Sunday morning the Sunday morning after this happened. He should go right up there to the pulpit and say, this will be my last day of talking to you folks for a while. And here's why. I've done a stupid, stupid thing. And it was so stupid that I need to take some time and be with the Lord and get myself right with God before I can come up and try to teach you how to be right with God. I have to be right with God first before I can teach you how to be right with God. Therefore, I'm taking some time off to get my act together, to get my brain straightened out, because my brain evidently fell out of my noggin somewhere. And I'm taking some time off to be with God and to get myself straight. That's what he ought to be doing. Instead, he's trying to defend it by saying, well, we've done it before, nobody complained. That's just sick. And that's because he's so into the world that he can't see the forest for the trees. If he loves God and truly wants to do what God wants him to do, then by golly, start doing it. And quit playing these stupid games, terrorizing children, teenagers. My land sakes. What would one of those teenagers' mamas thought of if they'd have been coming to the church and all of a sudden they see a guy with a gun and their kids being led out of the church with hoods over their head? My land sakes, people. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Quit treating your church like it's some kind of a stinking recreation hall. Quit treating your church like it's some place to gather together and see how dumb you can be. You got a building you call a church for Jesus Christ. You start preaching and teaching Jesus Christ in that building. And quit playing these ignorant games. Quit trying to make the gospel so difficult that you can't even get it straight anymore because you're too busy trying to do something special. You want something special? Pick up the Bible and read it. Pick up the Bible and preach it. That's pretty special. That's all you need. There's nothing more that you need. These people are just being dumb and they can't see it. And I know there's people out there that just despise me talking like that. But I'm sorry. You know, stupid is as stupid does, as old Forrest Gump said. And that's what's going on here. Stupid leading stupid. Stupid teaching people to be stupid. It's not the way you do church, folks. You want to know how to do church? Pick up the Bible and read it and then go do church. Become like Christ. And you will be doing yourself the biggest favor you could ever do. You'll be doing your congregation the biggest favor you could ever do for them. They want to know Jesus Christ, not how to play ignorant, stupid games like this that hurt people. Listen, that's just another one of the way this world's getting, isn't it? It's just make you sick. But that's what's happening in this old world, and it's just really, really sad that these churches have come to this. It's not right. Listen, out of time, we're going to talk some more about something new tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you. See you then. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.